Bethany Clock is in studio from the SPCA serving Erie County this Friday with our news hound, who seems like a perfect couch potato.
Oh my God, she is so cute. Her name is Patty. She's a gray and white pit bull. And she, you just look at her, picture that we've posted everywhere. She's just so happy and just so, I don't know, she looks like a hippo. She's so cute.
She does.
Like hippo.
She
does. Like that Mu Dang hippo?
Yes, who I'm obsessed with, by the way. Yes.
But who's going to get bigger?
Well, Mu Dang.
Okay. Just making sure.
Do you know that his name means slippery pork? Anyways.
I did not know. Yes. I don't know now.
I'm here for Patty, not the hippo. Anyways, Patty was found by Dog Control in Evans. Clearly, she was somebody's pet because she's just such a little love. And again, clearly she had recently had puppies. We didn't find the puppies. So if you are missing your pit bull, please come on down today and see if she's yours, because she probably misses you quite a bit.
Yeah, and it's a distance, right,
yeah,
from Evans to the SPCA, but
worth this, it.
Right, it happens. And,
yeah.
You know, yeah, find your dog.
Definitely. We think that she would be great with kids of any age. We're not sure about cats, but slow introduction, no problem there. And she's got the potential to do well in any home, any people. She's great.
Talk about a plug-in.
Yeah, absolutely. And we do recommend a meet and greet with your dog, but it's not required, just because she's so happy, wiggly, and fun.
Yeah, well, that's what you like to hear.
Yeah.
How it can get along with almost anybody.
Yep.
A bundle of energy,
yes,
as you put right there.
Yes, but also a couch potato, Brian. Don't forget that.
Also a couch potato.
Yeah.
I mean, how many walks a day are we talking?
Oh, I would think one would keep her happy.
One is fine?
Yeah, because when I went in there to visit her yesterday, she was just starfished out on her bed. And I thought, this is my type of dog.
Yeah.
I don't want a dog who wants 20 walks a day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, how did Paws in the Park go?
It was the best Paws in the Park I've ever been to. It was so great. So I've worked at the SPCA for 17 years. I volunteered for three before that. Just the best. Knox Farm was so great. Perfect spot. Everybody was so happy. We made more than $100,000, which is going to go to help animals like Patty and everyone else. So the best day.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I know you had great weather.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So obviously a good turnout.
Yes.
And the venue with the stables right there.
It was amazing. We had the vendors in the stables, so that was kind of fun. You could walk through there. We had the new kids zone that had wildlife and humane education, people working with the kids. Just the best. Oh, we had food trucks. I love food trucks, too.
Oh, yeah.
You had a little bit of everything and a perfect day for it, too. I mean, weather's been cooperating,
yep,
for everything. It's got to be great at the shelter, too, to be able to have all the,
yeah,
outdoor time you need without having to bundle up.
Right. Or worry about that it's too hot outside for the dog. So just great.
This has been the best month ever.
Right? I know. I love September.
Yeah. Hey, well, it's a perfect time to train Patty.
Yes, it is.
If you want to bring her home.
Mm-hmm. Especially, I mean, we're talking, I don't want to house train a dog when it's winter. I don't want to walk out there with them. I want them to know how to do stuff already by then. So, yeah.
Well, hey, I got to ask you, because I got the text messages this morning from my wife. One of my dogs, for the second time, got skunked.
Second time?
Second time. This happened years ago.
Mm.
Got like a little skunked. You know, not a major.
A smidge.
Of skunk.
Oh.
But now I think it's major. And my wife kind of got skunked too.
Oh.
That happens.
She went home from work.
Oh. I like that she attempted to go to work. She thought, I don't smell.
We've had this conversation here because, you know, we leave early in the morning. It's when the skunks might be out.
Right. Yeah.
And I've asked, because I've, you know, there's skunks around our neighborhood. Like, I've seen them before.
Yeah.
Like, if it happens to me, do you want me in or no? I've been told no. I've been told stay far away.
Yeah.
I can smell it right now. Because my dog got skunked last week.
What? Last week?
Yeah.
If you guys bring me bad luck and my dogs get skunked,
it's
you're
only
in
a
trouble.
Matter of time.
I know.
What's the situation here? Like, how long am I going to be dealing with this stink?
Well, I'm going to say mine is much better now, but I mean, if
now,
I get...
Now, but that was weeks ago, wasn't it?
It was a week ago Monday.
Oof.
But I can still smell it if I get right up close to him.
And he's got long fur.
Right. So...
Oh, no.
But the first time... And it was the second time it happened to him. The first time was worse.
Okay.
In dealing with it and the length of it. I found a product, though, that helps. And, you know, I'm just going to say it. I mean, I have nothing to do with this product, but it's called Poof.
Poof?
P-O-O-P-H.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay. And it's an odor neutralizer. It's safe for pets.
Yeah.
You can spray it right on their fur, and it really does help eliminate.
Oh, so it's a spray, not a shampoo? I would have thought it'd be a
spray.
Shampoo.
It's a spray. Oh.
Well, yeah. Your wife could use poof, too.
Well, yeah, well, she's going to poof on over to the store when it opens and get some of that, because I don't want to be stinking, the whole thing. I don't want to get it on
me
when I get home. It is bad. She's got, like, a short, my dog, not my wife. She's got the short, like, kind of like a, not straw-like coat, but, you know, a little bit of a rougher fur that I feel like is a little easier. I washed her up when she had it done the first time, and it didn't take that long for the smell to be out.
Good.
So,
that's good.
Good.
All right. But you've got
a
second dog, and you don't want your house to smell.
Babies.
So much you got to deal with when your dog gets skunked.
She's, I think, in quarantine right now.
That's
in the garage.
Both of them.
Was too.
Both of them. Yeah. In the garage.
Yeah.
No, actually, I don't want the garage stinking. They can just hang out outside.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, whatever. As long as you have a fence.
Well, that's part. She jumped over the fence again.
That's right.
The skunking.
Your dog's a kangaroo. I forgot.
Yeah. Maybe literally. So, will this be the final thing that teaches her not to do that?
No.
Yeah, chances are no.
I'm afraid dogs aren't good at cause and effect.
No.
I know.
They just don't get it.
What the heck?
Good luck. There goes your weekend.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, oh well. Well, hey,
good luck to Allison, too.
You know who doesn't smell like skunk?
Me.
Patty.
Oh, right.
I'm the only one whose dog has...
You're not being adopted, are you?
Oh, no, I'm not.
Patty, the 3-year-old, go visit her now over at the SPCA. More information, you can get a look at WBEN at your SPCA online.